This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Representative Nunez represents a California district that produces agriculture products, including upland and extra long staple cotton, with a farm gate value or gross value of about $5 billion annually. He's also a member of the Ways and Means Committee and has long been a strong advocate for improved, consistent access to international markets.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
First, an SPS regime that strengthens the requirement that application of measures is based on scientific evidence by requiring parties to make their risk assessments available and provide scientific-based justification. Secondly, an increase to regulatory coherence and use of system-based approaches and allows imports of products if the system of the exporting party meets or exceeds the end product standards of the importer. Third, his legislation requires parties to carry out risk analysis in a timely manner, ensure that risk assessments are based on the most relevant scientific data, requires the parties to consider the full range of risk management options, and ensures that the measures are no more trade restrictive than necessary to meet the intended purpose, as well as requiring effective risk communication. Finally, the legislation also seeks to improve testing rules, requires importing parties to use validated test methods, and provide importers the right to confirmatory tests with the right to appeal. Representative Nunez believes that the TPP provides an important opportunity to work and harmonize export certification requirements and limit information requirements on export documents to that necessary for determining whether a product meets SPS standards.